Good morning, Parshas Behar, Beis Tfila, Tovshin Ein He. This week's Parsha is about Shemitah. And in Perek Chof He, Pasuk Yutes, we meet the blessing, the promise, V'achaltem l'soiva, you will eat, you'll be satisfied. V'yashavtem levetach oleo, and you'll sit calmly, you'll dwell calmly on the land. V'chisoimru, and comes the question. You may ask, Manoichal bashon ha'shvis, what will we eat? You can't plant. So what's going to be? How are we going to survive? Hey, no nizra, we're not going to sow the land, we're not going to gather. So what's going to be? How are we going to survive? V'yesh lo imar, answer the Torah, v'tzivisis birkasti lochem bashona ashishis. The sixth year, I will command the bracha. The produce will be for 3 years. The Torah promises there'll be an abundance, there'll be a shefa, and it'll be all right. In the Madregas HaOdom of the Altamin of Vardok, he's very bothered. When are we going to ask this question? When is this question going to pop up? What are we going to eat? At the beginning of the Shemitah cycle, year number one, it's not relevant. Year number two, it's not relevant. Shemitah will come, will ask questions. No, you already got saw the bracha. On the Shana Shishit, you already got the bracha. There's been no question. So when exactly is the question will we... when will it be posed that we need the answer? But why would anyone ask? It's not in a gear right now. Furthermore, he finds it difficult to understand that the Torah is spending psukim chad pami, one time. Because these questions only come about in the first Shemitah cycle. Once you've passed the first Shemitah, you already know that you get the bracha and Shana Shishis. So it's not relevant anymore, the question. You already know you get bracha, so the Torah spending the psukim just for one time. It's really out of date, these questions. The question is out of date because you already know you get the bracha. He finds it also difficult. Also, what's the connection? The pasuk starts off, you get soiva, and then you have the question. Says the Altamin of Vardok that the Shemitah idea is to strengthen us in Midas HaPitochen. Midas HaPitochen is the trust in Hashem. Don't worry about tomorrow. The Gemara says, Chazal say, Moran Soita Memches, whoever has bread in his basket, what will I eat tomorrow? Says the ultimate of the Vardok. What's going to happen is like this. If the question will be posed not in Shemitah, because you already got the answer, but you know you get a bracha. It's at the beginning of the cycle, a person thinks, what's going to be in 7 years' time, I'm not going to be able to eat. Wow. I'm going to die of starvation. Well, so therefore what? It's relevant. Maybe right now I should already cut back. Maybe I should be storing away for my Shemitah pension. I need to take a percent of what I eat, what I produce, and hold it away for the Shemitah. And that's exactly what the Torah doesn't want to happen. In the Shemitah, the whole idea of Shemitah is trust in Hashem. You have today, you have today. Don't worry about tomorrow. What's going to happen? So it's only one time question. We have a principle. Bitochen is as much as you trust in Hashem, Hashem looks after you. If you don't trust in Hashem, Hashem kind of leads you to the laws of nature. As it says in Chovas Halvavos, Misha Boteach Bezulas Hashem, whoever trusts things which are other than Hashem, Meisi Elokim Ashgachosa Miolov, Hashem removes his Ashgacha, Omenicha Biad Misha Botach Olov, and he leaves him in the hands of what he trusts. Therefore, what's going to happen? What's going to happen is, the person who doesn't trust Hashem, he holds away. When he comes to Shemitah year, you know what's going to happen? Zero bracha. Because he doesn't trust in Hashem. And he's going to come out the Shemitah year saying, do you know what? I was right. Baruch Hashem, I put all my stuff away. If I wouldn't have made the Shemitah pension, I would have died of starvation. I did the right thing. That's what's going to come out. Says the Torah, you should know. Says the Torah. I want to tell you something. We start off. V'ochaltim nasoiva. V'yoshavtim lebetach choleo. It's not a promise. It's an hoga. I want you to eat besoiva. You should know. If you eat besoiva right now, the first year, eat besoiva. Don't pour anything away. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about the Shemitah year. If you eat besoiva, you're going to ask, what's going to be? You get the bracha. You'll get the bracha. But if you don't trust me, you don't eat besoiva, you're cutting away, you're storing away, then you won't get it. Was not for you. You're not going to get the bracha.
What's besoiva?
Besoiva means abundance, plenty. So it comes out, the person who doesn't have the bitachon, so he is going to be, during the 6 years, he's going to be tight. And Shemitah, he doesn't get a bracha. And he not only didn't gain bitachon through the Shemitah, to the contrary, he's even more convinced that his way is correct. You have to look after yourself. You can't trust in Hashem blindly. But in reality, says the Altman of Vardok, the Torah is saying, no, Al Chaltem Rasoiva, don't worry about tomorrow, trust me. What's going to be? You'll get the bracha, and the bracha will be shefa. And you'll come out of the Shemitah scene, you'll see Yad Hashem, you'll see Adarabba, look, amazing, I trusted in Hashem. I blindly went into the Shemitah, and I got tremendous bracha, and everything worked out. We fortified. Hashem tzilchal yadi minecho. Hashem is like our shadow. If you stick out a finger to your shadow, the shadow will stick out a finger to you. If you stick out a hand, the shadow will give you a hand. The way we act with Hashem, the way Hashem acts with us. So if we follow the Torah's instructions, which are, Yashavtem levetach oleo, V'achaltem lasoiva, trust in Hashem, you'll get the bracha. But if you'll be cutting back, you won't get the bracha, and you'll completely be off the, you'll miss the chance to feel Ashgochas Hashem. In the beginning of this chapter about Madregas HaBitochem of the Altman of Vardok, so they, in the notes, they bring down, he was asked the question, is a person allowed to borrow money if he has no plan of paying it back? He's borrowing money that he just needs with absolute bitochen that Hashem will send in the money. Are you allowed to do that? Can you borrow money without having any plan of paying it back other than Hashem will help you? Is that permitted? I think you ask anyone who owes a gemach, he'll say no, it's not permitted. The answer is it depends. It depends if you'll lend someone else money who has no way of paying it back. If you can lend someone else money he doesn't have a penny to his name, but you trust Hashem will give him the money to pay it back, if that's your darga, then you can borrow money as well. But if when it comes to someone else, you're not convinced, you don't trust Hashem will help him, then you can't trust yourself either. You better you don't borrow. Raftali, a big Baal Bitochen, he's hungry. Is it wrong for him to go to the Makolet and buy a piece of bread? I have to go. I'll sit in my house and someone will come to me. Is that lacking in Bitochen? Don't think so. Another story brought down in the Madrega Sodom. Once there was a painter who heard Rabbi Sol Salanta speak about Bitochen, and he went to ask Rabbi Sol Salanta, you know, I hear about Bitochen, can I trust Hashem will give me 10,000 rubles? Can I trust in Hashem? Rabbi Sol Salanta said, if you trust in Hashem, you'll get the 10,000 rubles. So the painter shut down, went to learn the Beis Medrash, stopped, didn't take any more jobs, stopped painting, and the family's asking what's going to be. Happy talker. End of the month, the Makolet man saying, Nunu, what are you paying up? I have bitochen. As time goes on, the pressure is being raised. Pressure is increasing. What's going to be? His wife, his kids, his neighbors, his family. What's going to be? A happy talk. He's starting to feel shaky. He goes to Rabbi Sol Salanta and says, is it true? I'll get the 10,000? You'll get it. Rabbi Sol tells him, if you want to have a deal, you'll get the 10,000. No problem. Trust in Hashem. But you know what? I don't mind if you want. I could give you now 5,000 instead of the 10. I'll give you now cash. Would you like cash 5,000 rubles instead of the 10,000 to be coming? He said, yeah, sure. Yeah, of course. I'll take the 5,000. You know about Bitoch. You really trusted that you wouldn't take, why would you go for the 5? You can get 10. So you're not real, real about Bitoch. That's what they bring down. That's one side of the coin. I want to bring the other side of the coin. First of all, Bizman Hazeh, does the bracha apply? Vitzivisi is Birkosti. You'll see lots of signs, adverts. Vitzivisi is Birkosti. Is that true for Tofshin Ayin Hay? Is that true? Will we get a bracha? We keep Shmita. Are we going to get the bracha? Toises in Gittin. Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Has a question. Shmita Bizman Hazeh Derabonon. We don't have Shmita Deraisa. Toises. Why is it Shmita Rabonon made the Shmita Derabonon? Why didn't they make a Yovel Derabonon? We don't have Yovel. Drabon, why not? Answers Deutsch verse, get in Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Mishum de ein roi vatzibur yichoyim lamed bo. Says Deutsch is too much. Vile estoy bar voidas karka shtei shonim retzufais. Yovel is always after Shmita. Shmita is year 49 and you have Yovel. So to make a Yovel Drabon would mean that for 2 years we abstain from using the ground. That's too much. It's a gzeresh in roi vatzivu yichoyim lamed bo. So Rabbanan didn't. They refrained from making a yovel drabbanan. Ask the Sman Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Shulchan Aruch, Simon Samach Zayin. Steve Cotton Base. Ask the Sman. What do you mean? Ma baya. Brocha. Vitzivis is burkasi. What do you mean Rabbanan refrained? They don't believe in what the Torah says. You get the bracha for 2 years. Ma baya, what's the problem? says the Sma, because it only applies to Shemitah, Deraisa. By the Deraisa you get the Bracha. By the Rabbanon there's no Bracha. As they zog the Sma in Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't apply. So they couldn't make 2 years. The Chazon Ish in Shmit, in Shvis, Simen Yod Ches, Siv Gotten Dalet, doesn't agree. Says the Chazon Ish, Beis Din Shel Malo, Oisim Masha Goizrim, Beis Din Shel Mata. That's not, he doesn't agree. What Rabbanon decree in this world, Beis Din Shel Malo will follow suit. And Rabbanon make a Shmita, you get a Bracha. Rabbanon make a Yovel, you get a Bracha. There is Bracha Bezmanaseh. What's the resolution? So why not? So why is it Rabbanon didn't make a Yovel? You have an open checkbook. You make a Yovel and the Mishamayim will give the Bracha. Says the Chazon Ish, I have a few more questions to ask. It says in the Gemara Chagiga, "He nichu krochim el kadesh, deish yismachu aleim anim b'shvis." When Oyrei Bavel came up, they reconquered the land, were remakadesh the land. They left certain areas, cities that didn't get dushas haaretz, so they shouldn't keep shvis over there. So the anim would be able to go there and get meiser oni, to get the trumas and meiser oni. There, on these places where there's no Shemitah, they plow the lands, there's produce, and the Aniyim can pick up what they need. What do you mean? Bracha! Why is the Bracha? It's the Vizis Birkasi! But the Aniyim, they're not entitled to a Bracha. In Sanhedrin Chavavah Medalef, it says the Arnona. Arnona was a tax the king would demand a certain amount of wheat. You demand per head, says the Gemara. Puku viziru b'shvis. Go out and plant and shvis. You got to fertilize. You got to plow the land, harvest the land. This arnona. You got to pay that on to the king. So go and plow the land, sow the land. What do you mean? There's a bracha. Bracha v'tzivis is berkasi. Says the Chazon Ish. Only the Chazon Ish could say. Come up with such a definition. You cannot rely on a bracha to take you out of pikuach nefesh. The Torah never said rely on a bracha. So what's the bracha for? Says the Chazon Ish. If it can work, if a pidarki ateva, it's feasible. Just it looks very difficult. Then the bracha says, don't worry. Go ahead, you'll get the bracha. But if a pidarki ateva is not possible, a pidarki ateva, the king will suffer. A pidarki ateva, the king is going to be collecting his arnona. You cannot rely on a bracha. If a pidarki ateva is too much, 2 years, you cannot rely on a bracha. You mustn't do it. Wherever shtadlus is necessary, bedarki ateva, the Torah never said rely on a bracha. Says the Chazon Ish, habracha nemro kasha oisim esai shtadlus, oy b'mokim shenifturu mei shtadlus. Whenever you do the shtadlus, which is appropriate, which sometimes is to keep Shemitah, or you don't do the Shtadlus, that's when you get the Bracha. Who is to decide what's Shtadlus, what is not? That's Chachmei Yisrael, Beruach Kotcham, they decide. This you should do, Shemitah Drabonim you should keep, Yovel Drabonim don't keep, Arnona don't keep, Anim, God look after them. Unbelievable. So therefore, the Shkofo, it says in the Chazon Ish, you can't go wild. You can't go wild and expect a bracha. That's not the right hanog. If it's feasible, if it's possible, it just looks difficult, then the bracha, you'll get the bracha, be easy. But if it's not right, it's not right to risk the aneem, it's not done. It's not right to get in to put people in danger because of the king of the Arona, not to be done. It's not right to go wild and expect 2 years, it's not to be done. If it's feasible, if it's possible, then you get with Tzivisi as Birkosi. This is kind of the other side of the coin of the ultimate of Avodah. I'm not sure it's Machlikus, but definitely a different angle. What?
It sounds like a stira.
It's a stira? Why?
It sounds like the Avodah says, don't engage, don't technique over the years to make sure that it's possible.
Because he's talking. No, I mean, could be. If when there's an oifen, when it's kuach nefesh, then maybe. I don't think he's saying what the Chazanish says. It's a chiddush of the Chazanish, but not necessarily. It's not necessarily talking about a situation when you're going to enter a pikuach nefesh situation. Could be he's talking about where it's going to be difficult. It's going to be very tough. I'm not risking my life. It just looks very, very difficult. So there he says, no, you shouldn't keep for the later years. You should eat the soiva right now. The Chazanish also agrees you have to keep Shemitah. But this certain, when it's too wild, when it's wild, then Chazanish says you don't rely on a bracha. I don't think it's what the Chazanish thinks, but it's not necessarily a steer. It's definitely very fascinating how the Chazanish made sure the bracha is, you can't go wild with a bracha. What? He brings rayas. You see, 2 years didn't make Shmita. And it's all the Shitosa by me. I mean, without the Chazanish, you could say, no, it's all Drabonon. So, but the Shitosa, he holds by Ashkofa that Beis Din Shamala will follow what the Beis Din Shamata or Goizer.
It seems that all these organizations are collecting money for Shmita,
right?
Against the
Alta?
Adapting in advance, preparing money.
Look, even the Chazon Ish, if you look inside, he says that a heter of a hefzed is only for a tzibur, not for a yochid. It could be yechidim. They are the. You see a neem. We see the helping a neem. No, no. And you see that they had to be doing for the neem. You see. You see that they were careful about the anim. So then they made a legal loophole in the anim. They have certain areas that'll be for them. But nowadays, so we have to be doing for the anim a different way. It says in Perikofe, Pasuk Nun. When a Jew has been sold, buying back or buy back a field, we buy back a field, redeem it. So you work out how you can work out the rate. I mean, you can't buy back the price you sold it for because the buyer has kept the field for 20 years. There's no reason why. Let's say the field was sold for $49,000. 20 years has passed. The field was supposed to be given back in Yovel 49 years later. So that's $1,000 per year. So if I buy back twenty years later, no reason why I should buy back for the original price because he's had it for 20 years. So I deduct. I work out, make the calculation. Says the Torah, v'imat nishar bashanim. There's only a few years left. The ratio of how many years are left, that's the ratio how you work out, make you work out the price. There's lots of years left, there's a lot to be paid. A few years left, he's had it for a long time, you pay him less. Says the Chofetz Chaim, many people ask, how can I bring the gula? The gula, so many generations have passed. The Rishonim have been davening, the Tanoim have been davening, the Amoroim, and they weren't unsuccessful. The Tzaddikim, all the Doirois, have been davening, doing mitzvahs, doing Tzchuyos, unsuccessful in being the Gula, what's the chance? How can we? We're so small. How can we bring the Gula? Says the Chofetz Chaim. No, wrong. It's true. We see that the closer you are to the end, the price goes down. The Gula is going to come one day. So, to 1,000 years ago, to hasten the Gula by 1,000 years, no, the price is high. Lots of chusim, lots of they couldn't make it. But it's around the corner. It's the only bit left. No, maybe your mitzvah, even as small as we are, we could bring the Gula. Because you work out based on how much is left. Brings the marshal of the officer, the king, who said that he's going to come and visit his soldiers. And made a certain time, and all the soldiers were standing were parading, waiting for the king to come. He wasn't coming. And the officer was feeling tired. The king wasn't coming. He said, "Oh, I'll take a rest. I'll take a little nap. He's not coming right now. He's going to be late." And punk, the king came. He says, "Ah, so chaval, it was the last second. I could have made it." He lost it. So you shouldn't give up, chas v'shalom, of bringing the gula. At the end of the parasha, we find in Maftir, Perek Chof Hei, Pasuk Nun Hei, Kili Bnei Yisrael Avodim, Avodai Heim Asher Tzeisi Oysom Meretz Mitzrayim Ani Hashem. If a Jew gets sold, you have to buy him back. Kili Bnei Yisrael Avodim. Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim, in Perek Chof Aleph Pasuk Vav, discussing the mitzvah of Nirtza. It's an Eved Ivri who wishes, doesn't want to be released. He wants to stay by his master, so we pierce his ear by the doorpost. Why the ear? Says Rashi, brings down the Chazal. Oyzen teshomar harsinai kili bnei Yisrael avodim. V'holach v'kona odoin la'atzmoi. The ear that heard me saying that Am Yisrael are my slaves, and this Jew is buying, is selling himself to a different master, Tiratza. And why to the Mashkoif, the Mezuzah, that they saw, they edim Mitzrayim shepasachti la Mashkoif, v'alashtei Mezuzois. This the Korban Pesach, they had the dam, and these were the edim. V'amarti kili bnei Yisrael avodim, v'avodim la'avodim, v'holach v'kona odon la'atzmal. This person is buying himself, and he's making himself an eved to eved. Therefore, we'll do ritzia on the doorpost. You should know, this is not just an idea, a musavot, that libnei sol avodim. This is the choyshe mishpat. In Shulchan Aruch, choyshe mishpat, shin lamed gimel, siv gimel. Paskins the Gemara that was brought down in Kuf, in Bava Kamel Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. A poyel, you hire a worker. You hire a worker to paint your house. Hischil a poyel davalocha, v'choza aboy b'chetze ayoyim. Your house is half painted, and all of a sudden, the poyel says, "Bye bye, shalom, I'm leaving." What do you mean, leaving? The house is only half painted. I'm going. But we made a deal. Choyzer, you can be choyzer. Afilu kibel dmei schirus. Even if you paid up front, you gave him the money up front. And you know what? He doesn't even have the money anymore. He put it in his bank account. He's a big minus. The money's gone. You can still be choyzer. Yochol achzor poy. V'amoyz choy v'olov. The money you paid. He owes you the money. He can still, in the midday, back out. Why? Says Shulchan Aruch. Sheneemar kili bnei Yisrael avodim v'lo yavodim la'avodim. Sorry, I'm not your slave. I'm a free man. I'm the slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I made the agreement. Say that. Now I changed my mind. The money, I'll pay you back. Says the Ramah. for this very reason, you cannot make a contract with a Jewish worker for more than 3 years. Even if he agrees, because like an Evet. Because 3 years is already a large amount, like an Evet. You're like a Sochir. It's too much. It's forbidden. Because Avodah here, we're Avdei Hashem, we're not Avdei Avodah. Tshuvas Chavis Yoyer, Simen Kuf Mem, discusses a chazan. There was a chazan who was hired, a very, very successful chazan with a beautiful voice. So they were afraid he's going to be. They wanted to keep him on. So they made a deal with the chazan that you guarantee you're going to stay with us for 10 years. We guarantee we won't fire you for 6 years. And with a shvua, with an ola and a shvua, they made a shvua. A shvua they made. He was nishba, he's not going to leave him for 10 years. They were nishba, they're not going to fire him. Soon what happens? He gets an offer. He gets an offer at a different kilo with a higher salary. Comes the chazan and says, I'm backing out. What do you mean? You made a shvua, what do you mean? No. It's nishba levatel es hamitzvah. The shvur was forbidden to make such a shvur, because we have a halacha. You can't hire yourself out for more than 3 years. It was shalei kadin, and I'm a poel and in choizer by bechetzah ayoyim. I'm backing out. Bye bye. You can hear me online. You want to like my voice? You can hear me online. Buy my tapes. Says the Chavis Yoyer, no. Mistake. The whole reason is because why can a poel back out? Because avodah him v'lo avodim l'avodim. True, that's true for mundane tasks. But here's meleches shamayim. You're a chazan. You're meitzi people. You daven for people. You're meitzi them lechoyva. You're mechabed Hashem with your voice. So this is meleches shamayim. So you're you're fine. That's abdi Hashem. You can't back out. Same thing with the shul. In Shut Shoyle Meshiv, that a worker for a shul, a contractor to build a shul, can't back out. Because the whole reason why he back out is because Avodayim, Avodim, Avodim. But to build a shul is Melechet Shomai. All that I'm proving is that this concept, it's not just an esoterical concept, an idea, Avodayim. It's in Choshen Mishpat, in Choshen Mishpat. We are bonded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We cannot sell ourselves out. How much more so we can't sell ourselves out to the Yetzer Hara for nothing? Kol Shekein. Avodayim. For Avodim LaAvodim. There was once a king who saw a wise man. So he asked him, who are you? Said the wise man, I am a melech. I am a king. Said the king, what do you mean? I am the king. Said the wise man, I rule over who you are a slave to. The wise man tells the king, I rule, I govern over who you are a slave to. The king was shocked. And he explains, no. I rule over my taifas, my desires, but you are enslaved to your desires. In Medrash Rabbah, Bracious, Perek Lamed Dalet, says the Medrash Rabbah, Harashoyim heim birshus libon. Rashoyim are enslaved, they are captured by their lave, by their desires. Aber tzadikim libon birshuson. The tzadikim, their lave is under their control. Says the Medrash, Harashoyim Hein Rishus Lipam, they're in their hearts, they're trapped in their hearts. Because the Rosha knows the Darkei Lemisa. The Rosha, as the Gemara says in Shabbos Lamed Aleph on the base, knows he's in a bad way. He's trapped. Omar Novel Berliboy, says the Pasuk in Tehillim. Novel, the Rosh says, in his heart, he's in there. Vayomer, Vayomer Esav Berliboy. He says, in his heart, he's trapped in his heart. Vayomer Yeravam Berliboy. That's what the Medrash says. But by the Tzadikim, they control their hearts. Vachano he medaberes al libo. It's not in the heart, it's out the heart. Vayomer David el liboy. Vayomer Daniel el liboy. Vayomer Hashem el liboy. That's the difference. The Rosh is in his heart, he's trapped. But the tzaddik, he control, he's out, he's over his heart, he controls his heart. But once there was an alcoholist, and his family came to persuade him, stop drinking, it's so bad for you, wasting your money, ruining your life. He tells him, you think I don't know what you're saying? I could tell you 100 reasons why not to drink. But the taste of the alcohol overpowers all the other reasons. So who is the, is he a king or is he a slave? So when the Torah teaches us, Avodayhem v'le'avodim la'avodim, if we cannot control our hearts, then we are avodim to avodim. We have to be free to be Abdi Hashem. So for us to decide, are we an Eved or are we a Melech? Depends on we like the Tzaddik. If we control ourselves, we're in control, then we're free men, and then we can be Abdi Hashem. But if we are under the spell of our Yetzer Hara, then we are still with Avodim, Avodahem v'Avodim la'Avodim. Shuzaycha to all the wonderful things, the brachas of be mischazik and bitochen, get all the brachas, to realize that we avdei Hashem, don't sell ourselves for cheap, and we should get all the wonderful things. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Next year is to follow in a few minutes. Thank you very much.